Shas. There's a lot of reform to him based on this. Okay, so we'll talk about it a little bit. Everything okay? You right with it? Yeah. You survive? Okay, that's exciting. Tomorrow, but we'll try to make it exciting. Okay. All right. There are Mishnayos that tell us that we have a principle. Whenever you have a din derabbanan, so sveik derabbanan l'kula. That's the given. No question about it. Sveik derabbanan l'kula. There is a big question in the Rishonim why exactly that is so. So there's a famous sheet, there's the Rambam, we spoke about it in the first year. We spoke a little bit about it in the other
questions.
I think we just, do we have anyone else coming? Meanwhile, you take it. Yeah, come later. Okay, wait.
There are a lot of chairs.
Next door, there's some chairs.
There's a big stack in the corner.
Again, Mishnayos, the Gemara tells us explicitly in many places, Sveikat Rabban L'Kula. How do we understand this halacha of Sveikat Rabban L'Kula? So there's a very famous sheet of the Rambam, we spoke a little bit about in the 8 o'clock last year. The Rambam holds that all the Rabbanans are considered to be Deraisas. The Rambam says, so Torah says, Lo sasa b'radava she'ilucha emin esmol, you have to listen to what the Beit Din says. So the Rambam understands that to mean, not only when the Beit Din interprets Dinim Deraisa, not only when Beis Din tells us what the halacha of Hashem B'Sinai is, but even when Beis Din makes up new halachas, say Beis Din makes up a din called mitzvah, or Beis Din says you have to light nearest Chanukah, you got to read the Megillah, those new dinim d'rabban are also included in the mitzvah min haTorah of listening to the Beis Din. So comes the Rabban and asks the Rambam, if that's true, that all d'rabbanans are deraisa, how could there be a klal of sefer d'rabban l'kul? Every d'rabban is a sefer deraisa. So according to you, the Rambam, how can you tell me that Safek Chazer is L'chumra, but Safek Bishalak, let's say I have a Safek, the food was cooked by a goy. So kosher food cooked by a goy is only also Medir Rabbanan, as we said last night. So you have a piece of food, you're not sure what the goy cooked it, so we pass it, you're allowed to eat it. Safek Rabban L'kula. How can that be? If according to the Rambam, eating Bishalak is an Issa D'Raisa of not listening to the Beis Din, so how can that be so? So the Ramban himself alludes to what he thinks the answer is. The Ramban doesn't like the answer, but all the Achmarim give the answer. And the answer is very simple. According to the Rambam, when the Chachamim made Yisurim Derabbanan, they built into the Yisur Derabbanan Safek L'Kula. The din of listening to Beis Din is, we have to listen to what the Beis Din tells us. But if the Beis Din themselves told us Safek Derabbanan L'Kula, so they built in that Kula of Safek Derabbanan L'Kula into the very Takan in the first place. That's what the Rambam says.
Then how are they like the Oraisas?
No, they're like the Oraisas. When the Chacham told us to listen to them, then if you don't listen to them, it's the Oraisas. If you have Vaday Bishalakom, if a person needs Vaday Bishalakom, so that's an Aveira. If a person needs Safek Bishalakom, that's not considered to be an Aveira. Because the Chacham themselves would never go to Bechia Gavna. So that's basically the Pshat according to the Rambam.
Does that mean, according to what the Rambam is saying, that when it comes to Shabbos, and then there's Yisurei D'Oraisa and Yisurei D'Rabbanan, then I always thought, when it comes to D'Rabbanans, and then depending on situations or whatever it is, there's D'Rabbanans or the Shinoi or whatever it is, so that would mean that would never exist.
No, the Chachamim built in those kulas. Whenever the Chachamim built in some kulas into D'Rabbanans, so whenever the Chachamim matter, it's not a problem. So I want to raise the following shayla. Lom d'shishah. We have a rule called Safek Derabbanan L'Kula. I want to understand this rule, Safek Derabbanan L'Kula. The Safek Derabbanan L'Kula, like the way the Rambam seems to present it, that it's not also b'chlal. I mean, it's not even a shayla. It's het d'gol. The Chacham would never gaze at Dinim Derabbanan b'makom Safek. It's not. It's het d'gol l'chet chila. You can live your whole life invoking the principle of Safek Derabbanan L'Kula. What should I say? Safek Derabbanan L'Kula is like this. It happened already. We have a shot. We have a suffix. So the Chacham didn't want to make life miserable for you. So the Chacham said, you know what? We'll give you a break. We'll give you a kula. If you stop, it's only a derabana, not sure, we'll give you a right to be made. If it would be a deraisa, he hands a tithe, some deraisa l'chumra. It's only a derabana, we'll give you a break. So what's the nature of the din of suffix derabana l'kula? Suffix derabana l'kula, mutu l'chatchila, means I'm allowed to mamash l'chatchila set up a situation of suffix derabana l'kula. Is that pshat? It's not in a very bechlal. It's nothing. Like the Rambam says, it's nothing, zero. With Safek Derabbanan L'Kula, it is a shtichel aveir. It's really not a good idea. You should try to avoid it. But if you stop, you're allowed to rely on it. If it happened already, you're allowed to rely on it. So this is a major, major machlekes that we shine. So this machlekes appears in the Tosfos in Menachos and Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer Bizman Hazeh. Gemara is machlokes whether the mitzvah of counting svira today is a mitzvah deraisa or a mitzvah derabon. What's the shayla? What's the issue? Who knows what the issue is? Should svira be deraisa today or should be derabon? Since there's no carbon omer, there's no katsiris omer today, so one could argue that svira is only midirabon. That's what one day in the Gemara says. The whole svira is only zeichel mikdash because you lack the carbon omer. Well, one could say no. One could say that the two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of carbon omer. Just because we can't fulfill one doesn't mean we don't fulfill the other. So this is a machlekes in the Gemara. Machlekes is a paskin. And anyone know who paskin is like which? Anyone know? So the Rambam holds that tefiras omer b'zman hazeh is deraisa, and Tosfos holds that tefiras omer b'zman hazeh is derabbanan. So conventional wisdom tells us that the machlekes Tosfos and the Rambam is tefiras omer dependent upon carbon omer, or is it an independent mitzvah? So Reb Chaim is a famous one. Anyone know Reb Chaim's word? Chaim is a famous Chiddush Nasa Rambam. Relates to something that we spoke about a couple of shiurim ago. Reb Chaim claims that even the Rambam agrees that the mitzvah of tefiras omer is dependent upon carbon omer. The Rambam says the sphere without carbon. What's the answer?
One sphere was kedusha.
The Rambam happens to hold that you can offer carbon b'zman hazeh. The Rambam says that kedusha and mikdash is still kayem. That's what the Rambam sheet is. You're not letting go in the harbayis when you're tamei, because the Rambam holds that kedusha and mikdash is still full fledged there today. And the Rambam says in theory you can be makar for carbon today also. Why lemaisa don't we bring karbonas today? So the Rambam says nebuch. What can you do? We don't have a base. Well, we're stuck, we're not in control, we don't bring the kahuna, we don't have half a dozen reasons why we don't bring kabbalas. According to the Rambam, in theory, you can offer kabbalas today. So Reb Chaim says that even according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Sefiras Omer is dependent upon the carbon omer, but it's not dependent upon the actual carbon omer, it's dependent upon the potential carbon omer. Since we can potentially bring a carbon omer today, therefore, there's the mitzvah of Sefiras Omer b'daraisa b'zman hazeh. Fine, so again, we're not learning Sefiras Omer right now, but Mochak is telling the Rambam, the Sefiras b'zman hazeh b'daraisa, the Sefiras b'zman hazeh b'darabanan. The Rambam says, that's a whole sugya of royal Pesach HaOmoed. It's a different story, in the end of Maseches Vachon. You may also be chai for that b'zman hazeh. That's what the Gemara seems to say.
So is Reb Chaim?
Yeah, it's Reb Chaim. It's not on the Rambam, it's Reb Chaim and his Chiddush Mashas.
So what did he say exactly?
Reb Chaim said that even the Rambam says that Sefira b'zman hazeh is deraisa, not because the Rambam holds that Sefira is different than carbon. Not because the Rambam says Sefira exists out of the realm of carbon. The Rambam holds that Sefira is dependent on carbon, but it's only dependent upon potential carbon, not an actual carbon. And since we have potential carbon b'zman hazeh, therefore we have Sefira deraisa.
So Sefira is only deraisa nowadays. He would say that Sefira is midaraisa nowadays because
we could theoretically offer a carbon omer today. Okay, I don't want to talk about this. It was just an aside. Back to the regular story. Comes Tyson says, we paskins up Tyson, we're not the same of Abdullah. Sefira b'zman hazeh is on midarabanan. Therefore, Tyson says the following chiddush. Let's say you daven ma'ariv a little bit early. Finish ma'ariv. 10-15 minutes after Shkia. Tony Ben Hashmashas. Ben Hashmashas is Safeg Yom, Safeg Laila. Famous Pesach HaTosis. You're allowed to count Sefiras HaOmer of Ben Hashmashas. So Tosis says. Menachas HaMavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav Chumash. Tosfos says you can even count Svira before Shkia. What? I can count Svira before Shkia. Tosfos says that's a great akim of Tamimos. The Torah says that you have to count the entire day. So if you count before Shkia, that's even better. It's a great akim of Tamimos. That line in Tosfos was not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Nobody calls that Lalach. But Tosfos says that in Nach Samukov. Tell you a funny story. See, you may not remember anything from the Shia, but you remember the story. Remember the story, maybe remember the Shia. So comes Tosfos and says, you can even count Lechatchila before Shkia, even though it's not even the day yet. So Ma'as HaShoek HaChoya. I can't tell you exactly when it happened, but it happened more than 16 years ago. I was married almost 16 years, so sometime before that. So I was, keep this tape recorded as well, it's not so controversial. I was, I went to pick up a girl for a date, and I had to meet her father first. So I knocked on the door, and her father was a Rav, and I can't remember the name, that's been a long time ago. I knocked on the door, it was like the day after Shavuos. So father sits me down and starts to talk to me, I'm learning a little bit. So I'm a little bit uncomfortable. But so he started to talk to me about Tzvira's Omer. So in the middle of the discussion, like what happened last night with it, who was that first week? I don't know who he was even. But so I said something. I quoted this Taisus in Menachos. I said, Taisus has a chiddush in Taisus. He can even count Tzvira before Shkia. So he says to me, "There's no such Taisus." So that was a very embarrassing situation. Here, you know, came. All I wanted to do was pick up the girl to go on a date, and someone's telling me that Taisus doesn't exist. So I don't want to say, Tarsus, okay, you're right, it's not true, Tarsus does exist. So I said, I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe it does. So I said, no, let's take a look. So he goes to the shelf, yanks out a big Gemara. I open up Tarsus, Menachas Amarov, it says what I told him, it says. So he says, wow, very good, okay, thank you. I said, I don't remember the girl, I don't remember the date, I don't remember that that ties himself up and off. Okay, anyway, getting back to the story. So, Taisa says you're allowed to count Sfira ben Hashmash, Sibir Lechetchila, because of Safed Rabban Lekula. So the Rambam obviously would disagree with this, because the Rambam holds that Sfira is their right. Obviously, according to the Rambam, you can't count during ben Hashmash. Comes the Rad and Maseches Pesachim, and says, no. Comes the Rad and says, I disagree with Taisa. Not because I hold that Sfira is their Isa. I hold Sfira is their Rabbanan, Taisa is right, Sfira is their Rabbanan. But I still disagree with Taisa. Why? Why would you disagree with Taisa? No, who's going to tell me? Tell me, how can you say Sfira is their Rabbanan and still disagree with Taisa? No,
it's like you said before, what are the parameters of stuff like the Rabban Lekula? Is it the Chachila or
Very good. So comes around and says, what do you mean, Safed Rabban Lekula Chachila? Safed Rabban Lekula means it happened. Nebuch, I don't remember, did I do the mitzvah, did I do the mitzvah? I got a piece of meteor as a bishalach, was that? I don't know, it happened already. Nebuch, there was already a latest of Safed. So Safed Rabban Lekula gives you a right to rely on the Kula. Lechetchila to set up a situation. Safek Rabban Lekula. Listen, Safek Rabban Lekula Lechetchila. Is that true? Are you allowed to make a Safek Rabban Lekula Lechetchila? It's not true. Taisus obviously held yes. So what's the Nekudas of Machlekes Taisus in the Ran? Taisus held Safek Rabban Lekula is glop. It's Mahadrim and Mahadrim. It's Lechetchila Shem Lechetchila. And the Ran says it's Shvach. It's not so good. It's not so gewaldic. Safek Rabban Lekula is a Bidiyevit. It's after the fact. The Shasar Chak happened already. Then you could rely on the Kula. You're not allowed to live your life Lechetchila based on Safek Rabban Lekula.
I mean, you say that each moment of Ben Hashmash is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. So if it happened, so that's one Safek, and then the Safek is, what is the status of Safek Yom Bar Mekula?
The Ran didn't have a Safek. The Ran knew that he's right. The Ran wasn't sure whether Tosfos is right. They knew he's right. So this is a very, very famous Shita Sira. So comes the Ran in Maseches Pesachim and says, based on this Yisoid, I'll tell you another Chiddush. Comes the Gemara in Pesachim. Arbe Pesachim. Comes the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim. Arbe Pesachim has the following. The Gemara says that there's a mitzvah on Pesach night of doing haseva. Certain things you eat. They say that you have to lean. You have to lean for the matz. You have to lean for the dal kaisis. Comes the Gemara and says, you don't really have to lean for all four kaisis. You really only have to lean for two kaisis. But we're not sure which kaisis you have to lean for. So one day the Gemara says, you have to lean for the first two. Those are the kaisis of Geula. The subsequent kaisis are ready to go, ready to go, it's ready to end of the Seder. And the other day it says, no, the first two kaisis are still the kaisis of the beginning of the Seder. It's only after Magad that we really feel the Geula, you only lean for the last two kaisis, the kaisis of the Gemara. So how do we pass it? What does the Gemara say, famous Gemara in Pesachim? Huh? The Gemara says, therefore, since we don't know what to do, we're not sure whether to lean for the first or for the last two, you have to lean for all four places. Now, what's the problem? Haseb is Pashas on the Rabbanu. So why do you have to lean for all four?
Because you can't set up a case of Achela to be Mekel.
So comes the Ran and says, very simple. Comes the Ran and says like this. Says the Ran, what do you want for this guy? I'm drinking my case of Yain anyway. I'm going to drink the wine anyway. Everyone agrees you have to have four cases. It's a Mishnah. Leave Chesalot with Dalek cases. Everyone agrees you have to have four cases. The Shaila is, do I drink the Kol sitting like this, or do I drink the Kol sitting like this? So it comes around and says, it's so easy to do. What's the big deal? To lean. So you spill a little bit more wine in your kitchen. So what? What's the big deal? To lean. You're doing the mitzvah anyway, just to lean. It's no tirach, it's no big deal. Therefore, Zof the Ran, you don't apply something to Rabban Lekula. The Ran is what? Is Lishita. Sorry. The Ran says, just as the Ran said later on in Arvei Pesachim, that Safek Sfira Sa'omer is Safek Ben Hashmash is Lechumra, because you're not supposed to set up a situation of Safek Rabban Lekula Lechetchila, so too, Zof the Ran, you're not supposed to rely on Safek Rabban Lekula if it's no Tirach at all. Same, you say. But Eidye Shlomo Zof the Ran, another Terence. So really fundamentally, you study the Terence. Comes the Ran and says, Eidye Shlomo. You know why? You don't say Safek Rabban Lekula over here. I'll play out the scenario. Guy comes to the Seder, makes Kiddush, he's about to lean, he's a Shaila. Should I lean, should I not lean? He calls the Rav, should I lean, should I not lean? And the Rav tells him, Safek Rabban Lekula, don't lean. Next case, same Shaila, same Sa. Come to the third kos. He asked the Rav, should I lean? What does the Rav say? Nah, you shouldn't lean before. Now it's already too late. You don't have to lean now either. Savi Rav Lakula. Comes the fourth kos. You don't have to lean now either. What happened? Something bad just happened. He just blew it. What do we call that, Rabbi Sag? What's that called? What kind of a suffix is that? It's two sfeikas. He just relied the kula in two different situations, but the two situations contradicted each other. Tied to disaster. Tied to two disaster means contradicted. He just relied on Savi Rav Lakula, but not from tied to disaster. Zok Duran, Safik Rabban Lakula cannot work with Mokam Tati Sasri. It is inconceivable to rely on Safik Rabban Lakula if at the end of the day the two kulas are going to contradict each other. It's the Ran's Yesoid and Arif Sach. Says the Ran, okay, I have another option. Tell him to lean in the first two kosas, right? And forget the last two. Says the Ran, that doesn't make any sense. What right do you have to tell the guy to lean the first two over the last two? We don't know what the right ones are. So tell him the last ones. But how do you know the last ones are? You cannot logically, there are four possibilities, like multiple choice. What do you do? I have a suffix, which two guys is to lean for? There are four logical possibilities, right? Either the first two, lean for the first two, lean for the last two, lean for all four, or lean for none. Those are the four, right? None of the above, those are the only four possibilities.
Why
okay?
Is it three?
All of the above.
Three? That is three for the speech.
Because then you have better chance that you lean for the correct ones.
No, but if you do three, so then the one, it's either one and two, or two, three and four. The choice are either 1 and 2 or 3 and 4.
It can't be like 2, 3 or 1
and 4. No. Must be fair. Shkatsi kamoi, kamoi, shkatsi basra. So comes around and says, go through all four possibilities. To tell the guy not to lean for all four, that's out of the question. It's tied to the sas rates. Can't do that. To tell the guy to lean for the first two instead of the last two, that's just absurd. To lean for the last two instead of the first two, it also make it. Hands are tied. If all three choices are disqualified, you're not left with one choice. What's the one choice? Lean for all four. That's the Yisra of the Ran. Whenever you have a latest of Suffolk, Derban Lakula, which creates a Tata Nisasri, you have to be Machmil, the Gamri, and all four. That's the Yisra. So this is not the same as the Ran said before. The first answer of the Ran was, the reason why Suffolk Derban Lakula is not applicable because it's so easy to do, it's not a Tircha. Here the Ran is saying, no, even it would be a Tircha. Even with the biggest hassle in the world, the Api did, Suffolk Derban Lakula doesn't work with Machmil Tata Nisasri.
Why can't you say that in the first two courses you don't lean because Suffolk there is a kula, and then therefore you have to lean for the last two because...
No, means you means you set up, you chose the last two, or the first two, but that doesn't make any sense. We don't know the last two anymore right than the first two. So you had no right to make that choice.
The two things that Ron said are independent of each other?
The two independent answers, yeah, they're not totally separate. Right. Each one is a separate independent answer. Okay? Now the second teretz really stands on its own. It has nothing to do with this, oh, you saw it, but something to do with it. It's a new yisoid. That's not called the suffix, but if it's tied to the sas, it's nishkin suffix. No, we're going to look at Maseches Megillah. Who here knows the steer between the Ran and Megillah and the Ran and Pesachim? Which hands go down? Comes the Gemara in Maseches Megillah Dafei and says as follows. We know that if you live in a city that's an unwalled city, you got to lean in your dollar. You live in a walled city from Yishuv, you got to lean in Tezvah. What if you have no clue whether your city was walled or not? It doesn't matter whether it has a wall now, it depends whether it had a wall before Yishuv. I live in a city called Hutzel. I don't know whether Hutzel had a wall or not, I have no idea. When do I lean in Megillah? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says I used to lean on both. The Gemara says in Hutzel I used to lean in your dollar and Tezvah, but it was a Sofik Yimu Kefeschad. Comes the Gemara and tells another Shiloh. Gemara says, Tveria, who's in Tveria? Who went Ben Adamon recently? Okay? Who was very disappointed they weren't slept over Ben Adamon?
We didn't get a ticket.
My kids were. But you have no idea.
We were right after we.
It took me an entire week to calm them down. And it was Mechachtaos. But anyway.
It was still fun.
Ben Adamon is great even without the flipping, but it's a different Chalashim. Right? Anyway. Yeah, but you weren't supposed to. You weren't flipped. You weren't flipped. You weren't the chassi with the gaffer. Okay. Anyway, get back to the story. So comes back to Tveria. Comes the Gemara, comes Chizkiah, lived in Tveria and said, I don't know whether Tveria is in Mukefes Chaim or not. Why? I know it had three walls around it, and I know it didn't have a fourth wall. What was the fourth wall?
The
sea. The Kinneret. We need a fourth wall for it. Right? You got the sea. It's better than a wall. So comes Chizkiah and says, I don't know. Is that called a walled city or not? On the one hand, it's totally surrounded. On the other hand, it's not surrounded by walls. It's surrounded by the sea at one side. So Chizkiah had a halachic suffix is to vary an Irmu Kefes Chaim. So there's two different sfeikas. Hutsa was a Metziah Shah. We don't know the facts. But we check the old historical records of Hutsa. We can't find out whether it was walled or not. Tiberi, we know exactly what the facts are. We have a latest Asafik in Halacha, but it has to be a walled city. Says the Gemara, they used to Rav Asi laying the Megillah twice in Hutsa, and Rabbi Yechizkiel laying it twice in Tiberi. Everyone was laying the Megillah twice. On your dollar, the 12th. Comes around the beginning of Sefer Megillah and quotes a tradition from the Ga'inim. The Ga'inim said that the fact that the Amoraim were laying the Megillah on both was a Midas Chasidus. It was not Mikra Adin. Mikra Adin, you just laid on your dollar. Why? So there are two reasons. Number one, rove cities of Kefes Chom are not Mukefes Chom, because you should be known. You have a rave. What's the problem with that reason? What's the conceptual, lumbish problem with that reason?
Well, you should say if you're able to do it,
you should do it. No, just about this, the Kuru the Ran. The Ran tried to defend. The Ran has, we have a tradition, Messiah from the Ga'inim, that Me'ikra Din, you don't land in both. Me'ikra Din, you just land your dal, and the rest is just the business. And the Ran says, one of the reasons is because of Rav. What's the problem? What's the conceptual halachic problem with applying Rav?
So I have two pieces of meat, and I know one's kosher, one's not. I can't rely on Rav to take one.
Say a little.
Because you're for sure going to be. There's a for sure chance that you can be wrong, rather than it's on one.
Better. You're almost there.
I mean, this may not totally be it, but I'm thinking, you know, like when you have those 9 or 10 pieces of meat or something, right? There is there's a better chance that, like, you know, I guess it's like everything's sort of, I don't want to say dependent on each other. Maybe I'm missing exactly what it is, but like, you know, there's only 1/10 of a chance that, like, you have the treif piece of meat. When it comes to like individual cities, it's like something's not dependent on the status of something else.
Well, there's a 90% chance that this city is probably not Mukefes Chom. Most cities are not.
Most cities aren't, but...
I want more lumbish. You're almost there.
I was thinking that if you have the
2
pieces of meat, then you could find...
Guys, stay away from me. You guys will get a bunch of straws and messes myself.
You could easily...
I'm going to give you one word.
If you land on both days, then you're for sure Yotze, so why not?
One of it takes me another half hour later. I'm busy the next day. I want one word. The one word is Tiberia. What do I mean by that?
It wasn't.
I gave you. I dropped the hints before.
Special case. You can't use the rope because you knew it was you, so they.
Okay. The nature of the suffix of Hutzel is very different from Tiberia. Hutzel is a Metziah suffix. We don't know. We have a list of cities at walls from Yeshua. We know. We have Mishalayim. I don't know. Hebron, I don't know whatever cities we have. 5 cities that are war for the days of Shogunun. And 95 cities that weren't. Hutzel, we can't find the list. We can't find the, it's not an Eda list. We don't know what to do with it. So the odds are it probably was on the list of 95 rather than the 5. The latest a Suffolk in Hutzel is a Suffolk in Metzias. Was it war? Was it not war? To the Rove, most cities are not war. Makes sense. The latest a Suffolk in Tiberi is a fundamentally different type of a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk in Halacha. We are missing some halachic information. Is the sea considered to be a wall or not? So what kind of boomites are you going to tell me that? Well, you have a suffix, whether the sea's a wall? So I'm going to tell you, most cities are not wall cities. Christ, the Enchilada doesn't do anything. So most cities, that's very nice, but that's not my suffix. My suffix is whether the sea is a wall. So what does that? What does it help me, the fact that most cities are not walled? So the Ran says that the first reason of Rove only works for Chutzel, doesn't work for Tiberia. So it comes around and continues. That the Goenim gave another reason, the Oedishim. That you don't have to lay the Megillah on both Mikra Din. You know why? Because, catch this, 3 words. Safek Derabanan Lekula. Chris Megillah is on Derabanan. Not the Raisa. Safek Derabanan Lekula. And therefore, what do you do? You have Safek Derabanan Lekula. What do you do? Comes the first day, I lay the Megillah. Comes the next day, I don't have to lay the Megillah. Safek was Yetzer. You're finished. Zaf Deran, you pick the first one and call it a day. Nope. What's the steer runs?
I think it's a lakula. I mean, lakula to read on Yadala.
Well, you have to lane once. You lane Yadala, and then when Tezvav comes, I don't have to read again. That's the lakula.
I mean, as opposed to.
There are 4 choices. Give me 4 choices, everybody. Say there are 4 logical choices what you can do. Either you lay it on.
Neither.
On neither, both, one, or the other. Right? It's the exact same story as the 4 cases.
How is it a kula to lean on your dalet instead of on tesvah?
No, the kula is not that to lean on both. So what do you do when you have a savid rabban the kula that has 4 boxes? Either A or B, both A and B, or neither A nor B. So the Ran and Masechas Pesachim told us the whole kula of savid rabban the kula is falling by the wayside, and you have to be machmer on both. You can't pick one or the other, then you can't be sois yourself. You got to go for everything. You got to be machmer on both. Kumtaran in Maseches Megillah and says Fakir comes around and says Safek Derabanan Lekula applies even in a situation of tithe and assess, right? You can't land on neither, that's not an option. But you pick one, you pick the first one, and call it a day.
By the first one.
That's the first that comes to you. First one comes to you. So it's a steer gluing runs, right? It's not a steer runs. Steer gluing runs. What do you think?
Yeah, regarding the Dalai Kosos, if they did it by all four, that means the entire generation won't be able to do the mitzvah. However, with the walled cities, it's only with the walled cities.
You thought it yourself?
I heard of it.
The Mishnah Berurah starts. The Mishnah Berurah, very excellent. The Mishnah Berurah, because Megillah asks the Kasha, steers and runs, and he gives the answer. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, conceptually, you're right. They're conceptually similar. Both same drawings on the board, same four choices. But there's something fundamentally different. Zok de Mishnah Melech. Tiveria is an individualized suffering. If at the end of the day, what if it turns out, like after Shemayim, and the Rosh Hashanah says, guys, you goofed in Tiveria, the real day you should have landed was Tezvav. Right? Or they come to Hutzel, all the people in Hutzel come to Shemayim and says, you guys should have landed Tezvav. So big deal. Will the world come to an end if the people in Hutzel miss the Megillah? So everyone in Hutzel never had Purim. Okay, no. Don't live in Hutzel. Lishkefelach. It's an individualized suffix.
What kind of suffix is that? If one person comes to Rav.
One second. The suffix of Dalakasis is in the Etzem Atakona. It's going to turn out, we're going to give one psach for all of Klal Yisrael. So if we're going to tell all of Klal Yisrael to lean the first two, we may have goofed. We may have been oinkia the old Takona. The entire Takona, the whole Takona is gone. If we go ahead and we let them do our save on the first two or last two. So therefore, says the Bishul HaMelech, the Ra never meant to say that there's a din klali and all dinim derabanan, that suffix derabanan lekula doesn't apply, b'makom tied to the sasa, if to be machmir both. No, there's no such klal. All the Ra meant to say was, when you have a very unique suffix, a suffix that relates to an entire klal Yisrael, the entire takon of klal Yisrael, then you can't play any games, can't take any risks. That's a different type of a takon. So it turns out that the Mishnah Berurah takes a lot of the oomph out of this Ran. We thought we had discovered America. We discovered this unbelievable Mukhrishik Ran. Mamash has put it into our Bakiya's hats, this Ran, then Savage Ran, the Kulu, Makam Da'at Sadi. Such a Mishnah Berurah, yeah, it doesn't mean anything. It's a special Ran, unique to Dalai Kaisis, because it affects the whole Klal Yisrael. But the regular rules of Savage Ran, the Kulu, pick one and call it a day.
So, why can't you take the easy answer? Easy way out and just say that by Dalai Kosos, the reason that we just said to drink all four, according to the Ran's first answer, is because it's not a tear hug by Megillah.
No, the first answer is an independent answer. But we're saying, according to the Odish level, I gave two different answers, not dependent on one another. According to the second answer, it says, you're right, according to the first answer, there's a theory. Yeah, there's no theory.
Who gave the answer to the steer in the Ran?
Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech, beginning of Yochus. Good? So far, so good? Are there any situations that arise that we can sometimes rely on something that will in the kula, even mamish atad in the sasri? We can mamish contradict ourselves, even more than the Ran. We can mamish take two contradictory psalm in the kula. You don't have to go very far. The first Taizen Shas, the Beis of Ralph and Brachas.
Is this the word about like davening time?
Right, davening
time.
Machlek is Rabbi Yudin Dechachamim. When is the last time to daven mincha? And the corollary of Machlekes says, when is the earliest time to daven Ma'ariv? It says, the Mishnah, Machlekes is in the Mishnah. According to the Chacham, you can daven Mincha until Shkia, that's Shechashechu, is in Shkia. According to Rabbi Yudi, you can daven Mincha only until Plaka Mincha, which is we'll called an hour and a quarter on a perfect day, an hour and a quarter before Shkia. The Mishnah does not discuss when the earliest time to daven Ma'ariv is. The Mishnah discusses the latest time to daven Mincha. The Gemara says in Barachas, the fourth parak, whenever the Sozman Mincha is, that's the Tchilazman Ma'ariv. There is no official Tchil Zman Ma'ariv. Tchil Zman Ma'ariv is whenever Zman Mincha ends. Why is that? Every other tefillah has a Haschala to it. Shachris has a Haschala to it. He lost a Shachar, Nates, whatever it is. Mincha Zman Mincha. Ma'ariv is the only tefillah that doesn't have an official beginning. I'm not talking about Kriya Shema now. Shema Nesu Ma'ariv does not have an official beginning. It begins whenever Zman Mincha ends. According to the Chav, Mincha ends at Shkia, you can have Ma'ariv to Shkia. According to the Rebuta, Mincha ends at Plag, you can have Ma'ariv to Plag. Why is that?
It was originally a rishus, maybe.
So maybe true, but that's not the reason why. I don't think it's the reason why.
I mean, doesn't Ma'ariv come because they burned the things on the Mizbecha?
Yeah.
And that was at night.
So it was like only at night?
Only at night.
Only at night, they only burnt?
Yeah.
They started burning right away. Whenever they offered the carbon, the chef of the carbon tamid, the chef of the carbon is already down. They burnt the chelav and the mizbech. If they goofed and didn't do it during the day, whatever was left over, they could do the whole night. Correct? The chlamei ram is called laila. But they burnt the chlamei ram the entire day and night. So ask the prayer, Shur Brachas, why can't you have a marv in the early afternoon? If marv is connected, if that's chlamei ram, you should have a marv in the morning also. 10 o'clock in the morning, you should have a marv. Why not? So says the prayer, Shur, you're right. Maybe you should. But the Chacham didn't want to institute such a silly thing that you can have his man of two tefillahs overlapping. Well, it's the exception, it's a different one. But basically, on a day-to-day basis, you don't want to have two tefillahs at the same time. This is man shah, it's mincha. So when the Chacham instituted his man ma'irav, they didn't look for a tefillahs man. You don't need a tefillahs man. You could have done ma'irav already 11 o'clock in the morning. Not Krishma, not Birch Krishma, just an answer. But the Chacham didn't want ma'irav to start until mincha's over. So therefore, whenever mincha's over, that's when ma'irav starts. According to the Chacham, mincha's over, shkia, ma'irav starts shkia. According to being mincha's over, plan, ma'irav starts plan. So comes the Gemara at the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Brachas and says, how do we pass it in the Shaila? It's Sobs Man Mincha, and Tchil is Man Ma'ariv Shkia, Sobs Man Mincha, Tchil is Man Ma'ariv Tla. What's the answer? Want to know?
There is no answer.
The Gemara says, Hashtad lo itmada, Hilchus alokamav lokamad, Rabbi Kamar, Rabbi Kamar, do whatever you want. That's the Gemara says. Either one is okay. You want to be a Rabbi Yudaman, be a Rabbi Yudaman. You want to be a Chalman, you can be a Chalman man. Comes Tosfos, the Beis of an Aleph in Brachas, and writes, we daven ma'ariv early when it's the light outside. That's the minhag. We live where? Where do the Baal Tosfos live?
France.
Northern France. High up. Anyone ever been in Northern Europe?
Yeah,
it's dark pretty late. I was in Germany before the summer. Shkia was 9:30. It didn't get dark. Tzeis Kechab was 10:45. It was a very, very long minhag. Shmosh is the further north you get. So I can understand what the Baal Tosfos lived in France and Germany. So they didn't daven ma'ariv till they daven ma'ariv in Biyod Yom. So Frank Tosfos Akasha, how can we daven ma'ariv b'biyod yoyin? Right? What's going on? So says Tosfos, well, you know why? No problem. You know why we daven ma'ariv b'biyod yoyin? Because we follow whom? Follow Rabbi Yehuda. You can daven ma'ariv right at the plug of it. What's the problem? That's what Rabbi Natan says. Yes, Tosfos against Rabbi Natan.
When you daven
mincha,
you're going
right. Yeah, when you daven mincha, you daven mincha, you have to plug. They used to have mincha ma'ariv together, like we have. So you people would come to shul. Let's say Shkia was 9:30 at night. So they would come to shul at 8:15 before everyone went to sleep. You'd have mincha ma'ariv right away. So Frek Tais, I understand. If you want to be a Rabbi Yehuda man and daven ma'ariv the plug, that's fine. But you have to daven. But you can't contradict yourself. What is that? What's that a violation of? Even though tefillahs of the rabbanon, but suffered the rabbanon kula, it's tied to the sasher. And this is worse than the rabbanon. This is the worst. You're davening in a way that's a contradiction b'nei ubei.
What was this here? What was this
here? You're davening mincha after plag, then ma'ariv before shkia. So make up your mind. Either you're Rabbi Yehuda or you're Chacham. It can't be both. If you're davening mincha after plag, that shows you believe like the Chacham, you follow the Chacham. If you're davening ma'ariv before shkia, that shows you like Rabbi Yehuda. So sometimes you can't do it. So Rabbi Natan says you can. Rabbi Natan was defending the age-old practice of the communities in France to do it. What did they hold? They must have held. Maybe you can. Safi Darban Lekulu, even that is Asrei. Or maybe it was tefillah is even more common. Maybe his tefillah is even more common than a regular Rabbanan. Maybe. So they held something. These Rishonim who advocated this held something. How do we pass it?
You should do whatever you want.
You're not supposed to do it. We pass it. You should not associate yourself. You should decide for life. You're a Rabbi man or a Chacham man. Who are we? We're all Chacham men. We all daven mincha right before shkia. Except in the summer, but many most shuls daven mincha 10 minutes before shkia. We're Chacham men. Therefore, we shouldn't daven ma'ariv before shkia. Except when? Comes to Magen Avraham and says, Friday afternoon, you're allowed to be Mekel. Why? Because Mekel Mitzvah's come all Shabbos, the Sefer Shabbos, you're allowed to even daven Ma'ariv early, even though you don't usually daven early the rest of the week. However, the Magen Avraham says, what should you not do? You're allowed to daven Ma'ariv early, but that's only if you did what? At least on that day, you daven Mincha before plag. If you daven Mincha on that day, and then Ma'ariv ready after, that's already Atidikach, that's already too much. That's what that meaning is, that's what we always daven. So the goal is to have a mincha on Friday, a few minutes before plag a mincha, then we'd have a ma'ariv shortly after that. Yeah.
I had a question slightly off topic.
Yeah.
What would you suggest to a school where most of the students wouldn't have a ma'ariv, if there's no ma'ariv in the school, if they could have a plag ma'ariv, if they'd have a mincha every day, in plag dola?
That's a good question. That's a policy question. Yeah, very often you have a policy versus yechidim question. It's not a clear-cut halacha against it. Sometimes you have to know the constituency. So would the other Talmidim say Krishma over again afterwards? You have to play a lot of things in the facts. Good question. So I've been answered different schools with different, I've given different psukim for. Good. So we have an example, at least according to some Rishonim, where Savi Darban Lekula may even work, possibly even Baram Tadis Hashem. You'll be following Shalom. How would you pass the following Shalom? Person is Niftar Cholmoid. Cholmoid Sukkis. The Kfur is on Cholmoid. Do you sit Shiva on Cholmoid?
No.
Not sit Shiva. Why don't you sit Shiva on Cholmoid?
Because it deteriorates from
Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov. So Avelos is also mitzvah. So why is Simchas Yom Tov more important than Avelos? He's done already. Right? Okay, I'll give you another example. So what's the deal? Let's say a person is sitting Shiva before Yom Tov. And Yom Tov comes, cancels the Shiva. Why? How do you start the Avelos already?
Like the party.
The party. What is Simchas Yom Tov have that Avelos doesn't have? Simchas Yom Tov is a shalom, but his mother says the rice, but Avelos is also shalom, it's the rice.
Only first day. Avelos
we spoke about this. What do we talk about this? No.
Yeah, Avelos only first day.
Avelos only if you meet Shakura.
Yeah, first day is.
Only if you meet
Shakura. So the Gemara doesn't say any of those reasons. The Gemara in Makkad Daf Yudal Bei says, you know why Simchas Yom Tov is like Avelos? Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah shorabim. It's a mitzvah that affects all of Israel. And Avelos is a mitzvah shayach. Only one person is in Avelos. So, Asi Asi the Ram, Bidachi Asi the Yochid. So that's the din. Halacha is the person is not doesn't observe avelos on Yom Tov. Okay, so far so good. When does he start the sit shiva?
Doesn't.
If he started the shiva before Yom Tov cancels it, then he doesn't continue the shiva. But if it's called kaiva mace of a regal, he buries his mace sometime in Yom Tov and Shlomoed, then the shiva begins after Yom Tov.
All seven,
almost all seven. So let me ask you the following question. He buried his mace on the second day of Chalamayit. Now, let's say the last days of Yom Tov are say Tuesday and Wednesday. Okay, Simchas Torah is on a Wednesday. That's the first day of Shiva.
Where are you?
You would ask me what I would say.
Thursday,
right? Comes the Rabban. Why?
It's also
Sveik of the Yom. Maybe Wednesday, by definition means we don't really know. Now, again, there's matters that we do know because we have a set calendar, so we know exactly when Yom Tov. We know the first day is Deraisa, and the Gemara Beitza raises the question, why do we have to keep Yom Tov Sheni? So the Gemara explains why we keep Yom Tov Sheni because matters there. But it's a suffix. You know, in the end of the day, we treat it as a suffix. So if Wednesday is a suffix, suffix Kiddushas Yom Tov, suffix Simchas Yom Tov, suffix not Simchas Yom Tov. So should you observe Avelos on Wednesday? You can't actually observe Avelos on Wednesday because maybe it's Yom Tov. So Suffolk, even the Suffolk, we're not going to observe Avelos. We have a rule that goes Avelos called Suffolk Avelos Lekula. Okay, Suffolk Avelos always goes Lekula. So it comes Wednesday, the guy asks the Shalik, asks the Rav, okay, it's now Yom Tov Sheni, maybe it's Yom Tov, maybe it's Chol, should I observe Avelos or not? What's the answer? Don't observe Avelos. Be Suffolk, you don't have to take off your shoes. Be Suffolk, you don't have to... You know, you don't have to, okay? So I think things you could do on Yom Tov. You can't take a shower anyway, and you can't wash your clothes anyway, and you can't shave anyway. Okay, whatever, you can't take your shoes, it's fine. So don't take off your shoes, because the Suffolk Avelos is the cooler. Wait a second. Suffolk Avelos is the cooler, so therefore we exempt him from Avelos on Wednesday, because maybe it's Yom Tov. On the other hand, maybe it's what? Maybe it's Chol. If it's Chol, then it should technically count as what?
One day of the Shiva.
It's first day of Shiva. So in theory, we should say Wednesday is the first day, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Shiva from Shiva. Comes around Ramban and says, that's it. You get up from Shiva on Tuesday. Did everyone catch what you just said? The Ramban just said an unbelievable thing. The Ramban just said that we have a rule in the Avelos, you always go to the Kula. Suffolk Avelos is the Kula. So says the Ramban, comes Wednesday, the guy has to shower, should I take off their shoes? The answer is don't take off your shoes. Comes Tuesday morning, the guy says, hey, you know what, Rabbi, last week, it could be that my Avela started on Wednesday, or maybe it started on Thursday. I don't know what the day of the calendar, I don't know what the right day of the calendar was. So the rabbi says, let me think about it. Well, to get up from Avela is a kula. We're going to let you get up from Avela today, because maybe the Avela started on Wednesday. The din is, let's say a guy's sitting shiv, and one day he doesn't keep any Avela, he still counts as Avela. If he doesn't keep the whole Avela, then it doesn't count. But if he misses a day here and there, the Avelos is still intact. So come to Rambam, an unbelievable chiddush, says, when the guy calls on Wednesday morning, should I take off his shoes? The answer is don't take off his shoes, because suffering avails is the kula. When the guy calls on Tuesday morning and says, can I assume that Wednesday was avails, even though Rabbi, I didn't take off my shoes last week, the rabbi says, yeah, it's okay, it's cool. You can take off, you can stop avails now. What do you call the rabbi, say?
How
to the sasre. Zok the Ramban, it's the one day in the Ramban says, okay, give it me. Suffolk avails the kula even when Makum tied to the sasre. Are we okay with that?
No.
Why are we not okay with that?
Because Suffolk.
Because we think that, why is there a din called Suffolk avails the kula? Why do we think Suffolk avails the kula came from? Suffolk avails the kula. The wrong thing is the same kula, right? Suffolk avails is the rabbanan. Suffolk avails the kula. Suffolk avails the kula is all the same thing.
Why can you say that we just don't want you to suffer? So we're just saying, okay, it's not cool. We don't want you to suffer, and like, if we're gonna have a suffix, why, instead of saying, oh, you know what, instead of saying be machmir, why don't we say, oh, well, you know, we don't want
you. So you want to suggest that suffix of Azagula is not rooted in suffix, and suffix.
By saying that, then I avoid
suffix. Suffix Darbana Lakula.
That's your saying.
What? Oh, didn't we say it was a shadow?
Right, so Tosis writes in Erevin, Tosis sounds like Suffolk Avails is Lakula, even on the side that Avails is Deraisa. We pass that Avails is Lakula anyway. But.
Suffolk
Avails
is Deraisa,
we pass it as Deraisa. But I want a proof. Anyway, look at my cut,
yeah.
Third part of my cut. We were right from the Gemara. That Suffolk Avails the Lakula is different than the regular din of Suffolk Avails. Comes the Gemara of Rezar and says, of Zion of Rezar, let's say you have machlagis, an unresolved machlagis. One chacham says this way, one chacham says another way, and you can't tell who's smarter, who's better. There's no rope, it's one on one. What do you do? What's the room? Deraisa l'chumra. Derabban l'kula. Why? Sabi deraisa l'chumra. Sabi derabban l'kula. What if you have a shal in the derabban and rope chacham say something is also? What's the Then you follow Rav. But some of the Rabban Lakula doesn't mean when you have a robe. You have a robe saying the Chumra. Comes the Gemara and my Katan has the following Shaila. What's the din? In Uchaz Avelos, you have a Shaila. And 90% of the Tanoim say one way, and one Tana says the other way. And the 90 Tanoim are being Machmir, and one Tana is being Mekel. Comes the Gemara and says, Allah Kufir Mekel Avel. You could be Mekel like that one Tana, even against everybody else. Nobody see from that.
Different.
The rule of Safik Avelos Lakula, the fact we always know to Lahaklan Avelos, has nothing to do with Safik Darban Lakula. It takes on a life in and of itself. It works with its own rules. It's not bound, it's not subject to the regular cloud of Safik Darban Lakula. It goes way beyond Safik Darban Lakula. If that's the case, that Safik Avelos Lakula is more powerful, more encompassing than Safik Darban Lakula, now that we begin to understand the Ramban being of Ksubis, what did the Ramban say? The Ramban never ever meant to say that Safi Darban Lakula doesn't apply. I'm sorry, Safi Darban Lakula applies in Macham Tati to disaster. There's no such clause, no such rule. Safi Darban Lakula doesn't apply in Macham Tati to disaster. Safi Avelos Lakula applies in Macham Tati to disaster. It's a different clause. They're all mixed the clause. It's not the same clause.
What's the reason why Safi Avelos is.
Do you want to know what's the mock, or how do we know Safi Avelos Lakula? That's a good question.
Far, why does it make sense?
So, where did it come from, this idea of Safi Avelos Lakula? That's a good question. The Rabban Taurus Adam tries to address that. The Rabban were all safe and mostly not available. It's called Taurus Adam. That's a good question. But the one thing you see pretty clear from this discussion is that Safik Rabban Lakula, Safik Avail Lakula, not necessarily Taurus Ebizah. So everybody, let's recap for a minute. What do we have? So we have a cloud called Safik Rabban Lakula. We're well aware of this cloud. Right? You know what exists, Safik Rabban Lakula. We had a whole problem. How do you have Safik Rabban Lakula if every Rabban is deraisa? So we had the answer. We gave basically with Dasa Rambam. That was the original Takana. That was a formulation of the Takana. Then we had the issue, are there any limitations to Safi Darban Lakula? So we spoke about the Machlokes Taz in the Ran about, what do you say, Safi Darban Lakula when it's a Lachat Chila? We had the Ran and the Taz was by Sfiras Omer, and then we connected to the famous Ran by Dalai Kaisas, which led us into this whole discussion about Tata de Sasre, where we showed the Ran seemed to develop a Yisrael that you're not allowed to rely on Safi Darban Lakula, at least either to pick either choice, you have to be makor in both. We pointed out the steer and rans and the Mishnah Melech Teretz. Then we pointed out Hilchos Tefillah seems to be working with its own klalim, and Hilchos Avelos work with its own klalim. So whenever you learn the sugya of Sotar Ben Lekul, you have to make sure you're learning the right sugya. Make sure you're in the sugya of Sotar Ben Lekul. Make sure you're not in some other sub sugya, some related sugya of Hilchos Tefillah or some other related sugya of Hilchos Avelos. Make sure you're in the sugya of Sotar Ben Lekul. Then you have to try to figure out what exactly the klalim, what exactly the rules of Sotar Ben Lekul are all about.